Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you've been digging the music you heard here tonight, check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org, and have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves.
country schizoid man.
There we have Ozzy Osbourne right there. And let's see here. What we got is the end of the century. There we go. Coming out with that. It is the end of the century today. Doing the centuries and millennia and infinity and beyond. So that is today's show. So we started off with the King Crimson Jazz Trio doing 21st Century Schizoid Man. That was, once again, Ozzy Osbourne. His version of 21st Century Schizoid Man. And it's all songs about centuries, millennia, infinity, and beyond. This is the last of the series of our journey through, wow, the universe and time. And we're going to go beyond starting next week. Actually, probably this week we're going to end with some beyond stuff. And next week is going to be something else. I'm already kind of planning it, but don't want to spill my hand. I want to kind of spring it on you. And have it at you that way. So, yeah, what do we got here? More stuff here. Let's get this going. There we go. Yeah. Okay, someone came in the station and rearranged all the knobs. So they put the delays on and all this stuff, and I'm trying to figure out all this nonsense on the fly, just due to the fact that Kenny Joe was pre-taped this morning, so don't expect massive music weekend. That happens in February, happening now in July. What's going on tonight, man, is cool. The Northside Music Festival is happening tonight in the North Side, and the Polka Maniacs will be playing at 7 o'clock at Fat Cat Eats. They're opening it up specially just for an evening of music, and it'll be a very nice time for you, for everybody. So, yeah, it starts at 7 o'clock there with a kickoff band, so it's kind of nice. Kind of have some time to set up and do our things. Okay, let's get more centuries going. I love this tune, and I got a great cover version of it following it. T-Rex's 20th Century Boy.
We'll be right back.
right there. The mighty Big Six. Big Six with 20th Century Boy, the Mark Bolan tune, and then Mark Bolan with the Mark Bolan tune doing 20th Century Boy. We are in the centuries now. Yeah, we made a long journey. Centuries, we're coming up millennia, then we got infinity and beyond. That's today's show. And then that's going to launch a whole bunch of other crazy stuff to kind of infiltrate their brain. All right, I got to tell you, kids are naturally curious. You know, like you're cleaning your lawnmower and the kid wants to put his hands in the blade. Check it out, kid. There you go. You're naturally curious. There you go. Want to hold them firecrackers? See what happens? They're naturally curious. That's right. And you know, when you talk to your kid, you build vocabulary. So like say your hands in the lawnmower blade. Yeah. He's going to learn some new words real quick. And learning starts before school starts. That's right. It does. And more tips, go to Born Learning or Born to Be Run Learning or Born to Learn to Run. Public service announcement brought to you by the United Way, the Ad Council, and us right here. Oh, hey, how about that junk mail? Man, you ever know this? Yeah, it's Andy Rooney of the radio. There should be, honestly, they can put a man on the moon, but they can't get rid of this junk mail. And no matter what you do, you can't get, this junk mail promo is from 2002. And I still get junk mail. No matter what you do, it's real. Like I don't know if they do penny saver anymore, but all I know is it just immediately goes to the trash. I think the only reason that people get junk mail is either they line their birdcage or they wear it under their clothes for insulation when it's cold and they're very poor. That's all I can think. 675 pieces of junk mail clog the mailboxes annually. That's more than that. And that's to a whole 4 million tons of paper a year. And that's why we're doomed. Because we can't stop this. We're getting buried in junk mail. Just buried. That's 4 million tons of paper a year. Yeah. So reducing the amount of junk mail saves trees. Yeah, but we can't do it. Saves energy, but we can't figure it out. And a landfill, space and water. Yeah, that's that in your time. Plus the irritation. I mean, I don't need to know that, pork and beans are on sale at the Shop and Save. I don't need to know. I don't even know. Hey, honey, look at this. They got pork and beans on sale. It's like two cans for the price of one can. Get in that car right now. Yeah. Jump to it. Whew. Man. There's people that save junk mail. I think this is what's going to be in the future because everybody throws junk mail out because it's junk mail. In the future, there's going to be collectibles. You got the 1999 supplement for Macy's? Yeah, I got it right here, man. I'll trade you what kind of conditions it's in. It's kind of dog-eared on the one page. That's the stuff that's going to be worth money in the future, not your Star Wars figurines, not your Hot Wheels. It's going to be junk mail because it's the stuff people throw away that'll have a scarcity in the future. Nobody, except for like a few oddballs, save junk mail. And they only save junk mail because they're hoarders. And I think if you want to be smart, just put a little bit of it away. Put a little bit of it away because, sure, they make millions of these things, but millions are being destroyed. And 100 years from now, you can use that for fuel. Ah. I always like this tune. It's so pretty. It's before the Bee Gees went through puberty and got their high voice. Turn of the century, Bee Gees.
Everything's happening at the turn of the century. I'm gonna buy myself a time machine, go to the turn of the century. And all those people passing by, and the town crier makes his cry, at the turn of the century, turn of the century. Big white hats and men in spats, at the turn of the century. With those horseless carriages at the turn of the century. And there are lots of things to do on a bicycle built for two at the turn of the century.
turn of the century. Turn of the century. I'm gonna buy myself a time machine, go to the turn of the century. And all those people passing by, and the town crier makes his cry at the turn of the century. Turn of the century. Turn of the century.
She's the lady who weighs, sets her mindless screw on. It never hesitates. She won't waste time on elementary talk. Century Fox got the world locked up inside a plastic box. She's a 20th century Fox, honey. 20th century Fox, honey. 20th century Fox, honey. She's a 20th century
state ruled by bureaucracy, controlled by civil servants and people dressed in gray. I've got no privacy, got no liberty, because the 20th century people took it all away from me. This is the 20th century, but too much aggravation. This is the age of insanity. What has become of the green pleasant fields of Jerusalem? Ain't got no ambition, I'm just disillusioned. I'm a 20th century man, but I don't want, don't wanna be here. Mama says she can't understand me, she can't see my motivation. Just give me some security, I'm a paranoid schizoid, product of the 20th century. You keep all of your smart modern writers, you give me William Shakespeare. You keep all of your smart modern painters, I'll take Red Rattigan, Da Vinci, Thomas Gainsborough. We gotta get out of here, we gotta find a solution. I'm a 20th century man, but I don't want, I don't wanna die here. This is the 20th too much aggravation. This is the edge of insanity. A 20th century man, but I don't want, I don't wanna be here. I'm a 20th century man, 20th century. But I don't want to be here.
There you go. That was Ray Davies. That's right. Sounds like I was live. Sounds like he was by himself. I think that's true. That's from his album Storyteller, X-Ray, and that's 20th Century Man, Ray Davies' solo thing. Before that, of course, The Doors. The Doors with 20th Century Fox. We had Phil Oaks. Well, that was a little powerhouse set there. Half a Century High. Raymond Scott. You might recognize that from Cartuso's. In an 18th Century Drawing Room. Raymond Scott, who did a lot of the music for Looney Tunes. Felt did the 17th Century. And Everything Started at the Turn of the Century by the Bee Gees. Yeah. And it is all centuries. And then we're going to go into millennia. And then infinity. And then beyond. We're going to just bust out of this whole... this whole theme of time, space, and existence. We're going to bust out of that. Next week is going to be, I don't want to tip my hand, but next week is, you'll see. It's going to be, all right, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Forget it. I want it to be a big surprise because you're going to be disappointed either way. All right, here's 20th Century Girl by Pizzicato 5.
Take no one can say. Well, I'm asking, why this happened? Why this killing without remorse? Of the steal from children and women, where shall we really find too close? There I kill by order. Just as silly perverts answering to the stream of malice, never asking why they're killing. They were listening to human cry of distress. Where shall spit upon their tombstone? We'll blot them out of our memory. Down with the soldier and guerrillas, as long as here one man will be.
Civilized humanity can make the world so wrong. In this hurly-burly of insanity, our dreams cannot last long. We've reached a deadline, a press headline. Every sorrow, blues value is new. Value tomorrow. Blues, 20th century blues, are getting me down. Who's escaped those weary 20th century blues? Why, if there's a God in the sky, why shouldn't he grin high above this dreary 20th century din? In this strange illusion, chaos and confusion, people seem to lose their way. What is there to strive for, love or keep alive for? Say hey, hey, call it a day. To win or to lose, it's getting me down. Who's escaped those weary 20th century blues? A deadline, a press headline, every sorrow. Blues value is news value tomorrow. Blues, nothing to win, not to lose. It's getting me down. Escape make those dreary 20th century.
Sounds like another live thing there. They're clapping like crazy. There you go with that. There you go with that right there. That was Marianne Faithfull with 20th Century Blues. We heard all kinds of stuff. We heard the Barry Clan, and they did the 20th Century. We heard 20th Century by Combustible Edison, the 20th Century by John Fox, and that set started off with, I don't know, something. And start off with something. It's all songs about centuries we got going on now. And once we muscle through this, which we probably will today, even though I'm getting some really good requests, we're going to get into the millennia, infinity, and then maybe beyond. Maybe beyond. And the next week is going to be pretty nuts because I'm prepping something very unusual for next week. So you be with that. Let's see what we got here. Oh, we got a request from longtime missing listener, Chummy. He was on vacation. He was in Uruguay for the past 9 months. I do not know why. I'm not going to ask. But he requested some Nina Simone. And Nina Simone, 22nd Century, which is going to be the next thing we play. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. Let me tell you real quick about some shows here. Brazilian music is arguably, why does somebody have to argue about it? The number one export from Brazil. Why do they got to argue about it? Just say it's number one. Don't argue, please. I don't want any more arguments. I hate arguments. Don't like them. Ipanema to the world, Brazilian music. And information to the listeners in WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and listen to an adventurous mix. A familiar standards and lesser known gems from the Brazilian songbook and a broad range of musical styles. Okay, we got that with that. Goody. And tell you about From the Basement. Broadcasting from what's inside the basement. Alt, rock, indie, followed by a spread of electronic subgenres. Sorry, I dozed off. Hosted by Addy. Friday. Well, that's another Friday show, 8 p.m. So there's your Friday there. That's always nice to listen to this station. There's always something of interest for everybody, especially if you have a very open mind. Yeah, open-minded people will listen to this station. I got to give you that. Open, because it's an adventure. This radio isn't, it's not just a radio station. It's an adventure. I mean, you turn on like DVD, you know what you're going to get. You know, some Led Zeppelin, maybe they might play, hey, here's something new from Greta Hengberg or whatever that band is that sounds like Led Zeppelin, Greta Feinberg, something like that. I don't know. And then, here's some Nirvana. And then maybe here's some old Bad Company. It's like, oh, please. And you tune in YP and it's like, oh, here's new Tom Petty. New Tom Petty. Tom Petty's been dead for 80 years. Oh, whatevs. And it's musical toothpaste. You know, here, you just buckle up, man, because you don't know. You know, you might not like a lot of what's on this station, but I'll guarantee you this. You're not going to get this anywhere else. It's like an exotic meal. You're handed an exotic meal. Oh, what is this tender little tasty thing? Oh, those are bull's testicles. Yeah, but they're really good. I ain't never eaten bull's testicles unless there you go. They're right there. What's this? Oh, that's a squid. Yeah, that's doable. What's this? Oh, that's some excrement. Oh, man. Good thing I didn't step in it. Oh, yeah. All right. Here is 22nd Century Nina.